Rural healthcare providers say the reauthorization funds could have a major impact for remote communities. For member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Jean Peltola is president and CEO of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, based in Bethel. For years, he's been managing healthcare in one of the poorest and most remote corners of the country. He says passage of the IHS reauthorization is a milestone in Native healthcare.
We've been battling for over 10 years now to try to get reauthorization of the Indian Healthcare Improvement Act.
Peltola says the Reauthorization Act reaffirms the federal government's trust responsibility to provide healthcare to Native Americans.
It's real significant because without reauthorization, basically, we were dependent upon the good faith of the current administration or the administration that was in office and Congress to appropriate the funds.
The act won't erase decades of politics surrounding Native health care funding, but the reauthorization will bolster efforts by Native health care proponents to leverage federal funding in the future.
Congress will be obligated to provide the necessary funding to operate the Indian Health Service and the tribal health care system.
The reauthorization will also expand services that IHS can provide. Most notably, Congress, through Indian Health Services, can fund long-term health care facilities for elders and seniors. That's something that IHS could never do in the past, and that's part of the reason there are no assisted living centers in remote parts of the state. YKHC has for years been planning on building a senior center in Bethel so that elders don't have to relocate to Anchorage for care. They have already secured half the funding for the project, and now they're hopeful that the federal government may help pick up the $8 million still needed for construction. YKHC says that will also save the state of Alaska money because elders cared for under IHS will not need state Medicaid. The new law will also allow for IHS to broaden funding for behavioral health, professional recruitment and training in rural areas, and it frees up funds for IHS providers to modernize their services. YKHC is still sorting through the thousands of pages in the bill to see what other effects the final version will have on Native healthcare. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.